जय राधमा भव कुंज बिहारे,
द फॉलोइंग इज अ लेक्चर बाय हिज होलीनेस गोपाल कृष्ण गोस्वामी महाराज delivered on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 9, Verse Number 11, delivered on 1st of February 2016 at ISKCON Vedic Farms in Mauritius, Ben Aquili.
Gopi Jana Bala Bha Yuvara Dhari भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा।
It's from the fourth canto that has a very powerful message for us. I just sang Guru Puja and Kirtan. I want to save my voice for the lecture. So I understand that today is a national holiday. Today is the day that slavery got abolished in your country in 1835. Is that right? So therefore, slavery got abolished as a national holiday. But actually, slavery is not abolished. We may not be political slaves, but we are virtually slaves of our senses. Am I right? And so we are still serving so many masters. If we really want to abolish slavery, there is only one alternative. What is that? Control your mind and senses through the practice of devotional service. We can be slaves of Krishna, but you don't want to be slaves of your senses. So that point should always be in the forefront. Bhakti maho prasang pratam dhyayime prasango viyajananta mahatam mahasayanam inanjalo palam uru vyasanam bhavadabhim vijayava guna kadamrita panamataha. So this verse is being spoken by a great devotee, Dhruva Maharaj. In material life, people have heroes. In spiritual life, we also have heroes. And our heroes are stalwart devotees like Prahlad, Dhruva, etc. Lord Chaitanya and his associates will regularly discuss the pastimes of Dhruva and Prahlad. So we have seen in the fourth canto how Dhruva was determined to please the Lord. He was prevented from sitting on his father's lap by his stepmother. And the father had two wives, Suniti and Surichi. And the father just kept quiet when Dhruva's stepmother was chastising him. Not chastising. She said, "You can't sit on your father's lap till you have the fortune of taking birth from my womb." So what she was implying was, you now die, and then if you have the mercy of the Lord, you'll take birth from my womb. Dhruva took these words very seriously. He went crying to his mother. The mother had already heard what had transpired, because she spoke so loudly. And all the servants in the palace heard it. And they ran and informed Masunidhi, "Your son got chastised very severely today by his stepmother." The mother said, "I can't help you in any way," in response to Dhruva's statement. Can you hear me clearly in the back? Can you hear in the back? So Dhruva, his mother did advise him that only God can help you. And then Dhruva proceeded to practice austerity. As he was about to leave his palace, Narada Muni showed up. Narada Muni, as you know, is Tikalagya. He always shows up at the right time and the right place. Narada Muni wanted to test this young boy. He said, "Why are you taking the birth of Krishna?" I said, "But too loud now. Why are you taking the birth of your stepmother so seriously? Go and pray. This is not the age to look for God." Narada Muni was testing Dhruva. Just like even in our society, before somebody gets initiated, he is monitored, tested, and when the authorities feel he's a fit candidate, only then is he promoted, only then is he approved. So similarly, Narada Muni was testing Dhruva. He said, "Don't take the words of your stepmother so seriously. Go and play." But Dhruva said, he was so determined, "If you're ready to help me look for God, then we'll talk. Otherwise, leave me alone." So when Dhruva was so determined, Narada Muni gave him the process. He gave him the mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. The means, he told him how to make a form of the Lord of mud and water. And then Dhruva made that form and meditated on that form. And eventually he was able to capture, attract the attention of the Lord. Young boy. So to succeed on the spiritual path, we all need determination. You agree? Don't agree? Rupa Goswami gave us many wonderful books, and Prabhupada translated two of his books, which are Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Upadeshamrita. So in the Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami has listed certain qualities that we should develop to succeed spiritually. And one of them is Utsaha Nishtaya Darya. Nishtaya, be determined. So on the spiritual path, we should all be determined. When you come on the spiritual path, there are many challenges, many difficulties, many obstacles. We don't tell people, if you become Krishna conscious, you won't have any problems or obstacles. These will always be there. So we get tested all the time. And when you go out preaching, you get insulted, humiliated. But we should be determined to serve the Lord. Dhruva was tested. So similarly, we should also be determined. Come what may, I'm not going to give up my devotional service. So Dhruva was determined. And as a young boy, he glorified the Lord. And then the Lord was present, manifested himself to him. And Dhruva was able to attract the attention of the Lord. And he saw the Lord face to face. He was offered any benediction that he may desire. So Dhruva is now responding in response to the offer made by the Lord. What is Dhruva saying? "My dear Lord, if you want to bless me, then please give me a blessing that I may have the privilege to associate with exalted devotees." We all know the importance of spiritual association, but unfortunately, we still overlook it. That's why we need to hear regularly, again and again. So Dhruva is saying, "If you want to bless me," "please bless me in such a way that I may always have the privilege to do what? Associate with exalted devotees." Just like in the seventh canto, you read about Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj also underwent severe difficulties to maintain his loyalty to the Lord. In the end, he was offered any benediction he may desire. And what did Prahlad say? My dear Lord, if you want to bless me, please bless me that I may become bereft of all material desires. How many of you want that blessing? No one's hands are going up. Only one person. Prahlad said, if you want to bless me, please bless me that I may have no material desires. So some of you may be wondering, boy, that's a heavy price to pay to become Krishna conscious. Because many of us believe that without material desires you can't find real happiness. So do what I think. Bless me so that I may be able to associate with great devotees. In the purport, Prabhupada makes very strong statement. Prabhupada says, and I'll read it out again, we have therefore established the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. Anyone who is trying to be aloof from this Krishna Conscious Society and yet engage in Krishna Consciousness is living a life in a great hallucination. So what Prabhupada is saying in simple English is, we have established the International Society of Krishna Consciousness so that we can associate with each other. Just like in Upadeshamrita, Rupa Goswami talks about six rasas among devotees. Nathati Padagranati, Vimakati Prachati, Prakti Bhajati Chaiva, Sarvidhim Pili Lakshanam. Rupa Goswami says, there should be six rasas among devotees. What are they? They reveal our mind to those who are more advanced. Revealing mind is only valuable if you are ready to take instructions also. Isn't it? You can go to the doctor. Doctor, I have this problem, this pain. Doctor says, take this medicine and diet. Sorry, I don't want that. And going to the doctor is going to say, why did he come to me? So, on a spiritual path, reveal your mind to those who are more advanced. But that revelation will be of value only if we are also ready to hear them. Isn't it? Then, what is next? Give charity, accept charity. Give prasad, accept prasad. And Prabhupada, the purport says, this ISKCON society is established to facilitate the six rasas amongst devotees. So the point is this, here Prabhupada is saying very clearly, that's the reason I wanted to discuss this verse. Prabhupada very clearly says, ISKCON is established to provide sadhu sangha. But if somebody says, I don't want to associate with devotees, I'll be independent of ISKCON, then what does Prabhupada say? What did he say? Hallucination. Hallucination means he's just dreaming that I can succeed spiritually without spiritual association. That is just an illusion. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramana Roy a series of questions when he met him on the banks of the river Godavari on his tour of southern India. And one of the questions that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked was, what is the most painful experience for a devotee? Here we see the Lord is asking questions to his devotee. Someone may say, that's strange. Normally the devotee asks questions to the Lord. Here the Lord is asking questions to the devotee. The answer is, just like the devotee is anxious to glorify the Lord is also anxious to glorify his devotee. So Ramana Roy was asked, What is the most painful experience for a devotee? Like sometimes you have pain. In medical science, one of the most lucrative professions now is what a branch called pain management. So I met doctors who specialize in pain management in America. Those doctors who do pain management, they make the most money, followed by those who give anesthesia. So I asked these doctors, "Sir, pain management, how do you manage pain? Pain is pain." But the secret of pain management is they give you the right medicines to, anyway. It's a very lucrative branch of medical science now, pain management. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's question was, what is the most painful experience for a devotee? And Ramananda Roy's reply was, apart from separation from devotees of Krishna, I know of no unbearable pain. In other words, getting separated results in unbearable pain. So we should look forward to spiritual association. We look forward to spiritual association for what? For chanting together, taking part in kirtans together, taking part in festivals together, taking part in reading the Bhagavatams together, just like we hear the Bhagavatam together, eating prasad together, preaching together. And if we stay in devotee association, there's a good chance you'll be able to make spiritual progress. And in devotee association, we should also be willing to be corrected. One of the important features on the devotional path is the humility. Sinadabhi Sri Chena, Sirorapi Saishana, Amani Namanadena, Kitinadi Sadari. If you want to be in a position to chair the holy names of the Lord all the time, then this mood of humility is important. But what does this mood of humility really mean? Does it mean I speak softly, I offer everybody dandabhats, I greet everyone with folded hands? That's also one aspect of it. That's you maintain a humble posture. But an important element of humility is my willingness to be corrected and directed. I may need correction. So when I'm corrected, I'm happy. Now that, hey, this guy is just envious of me. So he always thinks of pulling me down. So we are happy to be corrected and directed. And just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in instructing Sanatana Goswami on the process of devotional service, said, first is take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Then serve him. Get initiated. Then inquire, what do you have to give up so that you can make spiritual advancement? Just like you have a disease, the doctor diagnoses you with liver trouble. So you then go to the doctor and say, okay, what do I have to give up? So inquire, what do you have to give up for making spiritual advancement? And then, if you have to give up, then give up something, but be determined to make spiritual advancement. So that is important. So, and how do we make the sadhu sangha more relishable? By looking at the good qualities in everyone. In material life, we all like, what's that? In material life, we all like fault finding, prajalpa, etc. The Prabhupada encouraged us to develop the mood of appreciating each other and looking at the good qualities in everyone. And if that's our mood, it will help create a very harmonious society. And if the society is harmonious, we'll be happy, others who come in contact will be happy, and the preaching will also expand. So Dhruva Maharaj is first mentioning, please bless me. You want to bless me? Bless me so that I may be able to associate with all the devotees and engage in your transcendental loving service. He further says, he further gives the description of the elevated devotees. He says, such transcendental devotees are completely situated in an uncontaminated state of life. In other words, the symptom of an advanced devotee is that he is single-pointed. He is single-pointed in his mission. And a single-pointed mission is to be Krishna conscious at all costs. And he doesn't indulge in activities of sense enjoyment. This principle of spiritual association is repeated again and again in the scriptures. It's not that this is the only verse highlighting this message. If you did a four-year search on Sadhu Sangha, you'll get thousands of quotes. And in the Bhagavatam also there are innumerable verses, just like in the third canto, there's a wonderful exchange between Lord Kapila Dev and his mother Devahuti. Devahuti knew that my son is an incarnation of Godhead. She was given this indication by Lord Brahma. So Devahuti, more for our benefit, when we should, one thing we should understand, when Devahuti is asking questions, when Prithu Munaj is asking questions, when Arjuna is asking questions, when King Yudhishthira is asking questions, these questions are more being asked on our behalf, so that with the answers, we the conditioned souls can benefit. We should never at any point think, oh, Devahuti came in illusion, or Yudhishthira Maharaj was bewildered. No. So she wanted to know how could she become free from the entanglement of birth and death. And there are a series of verses in the third chapter, canto, that highlight the importance of spiritual association. Lord Kapila Dev said, by spiritual association, one can satam prasango mam virya samvido bhavandi. In the third canto, chapter 25, Lord Kapila is saying, my dear mother, stay in spiritual association. Get attached to saintly people. In material life, we all have so many attachments. As I said that a few minutes ago, we may have abolished political slavery, but we are still slaves of our senses. So that's the real slavery that you have to abolish. And that can only be abolished by the power of devotion. So Kapila Dev says, my dear mother, transfer attachment to those who are fixed on the devotional path. Because if your attachment is transferred to those who are fixed, then you'll also follow their instructions and thereby make spiritual progress. So, further, Dhruva Maharaj says, by the process of devotional service, I shall surely be able to cross the nascent ocean of material existence, which is filled with the waves of blazing fire, fire-like dangers. The material world is a place of danger. Yes? No?
Yes.
Padam padam yadvi padana desha. Danger at every step. Unfortunately, we don't realize that. We tend to believe there may be danger for other people, but not for me. I have a special knack. I have a special relationship. The material world is an ocean of nothing but misery. Prabhupada was once giving a lecture in New York, and as he was lecturing, there was a fire brigade going by, banging, you know, of the America, the fire brigade going with a bell. He wrote there, yes, this is material life, blazing fire all the time. So for the blazing fire all the time, material life is full of miseries. Birth, death, disease, old age. Our scientist friends may say, oh, they're curing so many diseases. They cure one and they give birth to 10 new diseases. And that's at the bottom level. So the conclusion is, the miseries remain. It's not that modern science has been able to stop disease, old age or death, no. They may have created facilities by which you may be able to cure some diseases, but then you have more diseases now. Just like one of the most common diseases today around the world is mental depression. Mental depression today is at an all-time high. The medicine, the drugs that sell the most in any country today are mental depression drugs. And why are people depressed? The main cause of depression is they want to live high, they have very high expectations, and when you can't get those realized, then you become depressed. If you want an appointment with a psychiatrist in America, you have to wait at least 6-7 months. Because they're so heavily booked up. And psychiatry has become one of the most lucrative branches of medical science. So mental depression is on the increase. And what's the cure? The cure is simple living and high thinking. And the cause? High living and simple thinking. You want to live high and think like animals. So material world is full of misery. Dukhalayam and then? Misery and everything is temporary. So Dhruva Maharaj says, by practicing devotional service, one can overcome the nascent ocean of material existence, which is filled with a blaze of raging fire. So we should recognize that there is only one solution, and that is hear about the transcendental qualities and pastimes of the Lord who is eternally existent. In other words, devotional service is based on the process of Shravanam and Kirtanam. Shravanam and Kirtanam forms the basis of our spiritual life. Doesn't matter which ashram you belong to or which varna. If you want to succeed spiritually, if you want to cleanse the heart, if you want to escape the onslaughts of material attraction, there is only one remedy, and that is the process of Krishna consciousness. There is no other remedy. We should not fool ourselves. And in the association of devotees, you are constantly reminded about this point. So, Prahlad Maharaj is making it very clear. Only by the process of devotional service can we cross over this material ocean. There is no other path. And that means hearing about the transcendental qualities and passions of the Lord. Everything about the Lord is transcendental. Janma, karma, chame. My appearance and disappearance are both divya. When Krishna appears, he performs superhuman activities. He doesn't appear like you and I. Just like when he appeared in front of his mother and father, he appeared in his transcendental form, beautifully ornamented forehands. But then, when his parents requested him to transform an ordinary child, he did that instantly. So Krishna, the Lord's activities are all transcendental. We should never at any point think when the Lord descends to the earth, he becomes contaminated like us. And the Lord's pastimes is something that we relish. Krishna Katha. What does Krishna Katha mean? To discuss topics related to Krishna. We have two choices. We have a choice ahead of us. The choice ahead of us is either we engage in positive Krishna Katha or we engage in, what's the opposite? Prajalpa. One is constructive, the other is destructive. As Rupa Goswami said, Atyahara Prayasasya Prajalpa Yamagra. So, tongue is an important instrument on the spiritual path. Bhakti Siddhanta ji used to state, the tongue, the belly, the genitals are all in a straight line. If the tongue is in control, it will be easy to control the belly and the genitals. If the tongue is not in control, then it will be difficult to control the belly and genitals. And how do we control the tongue? How? Who knows? By? Especially laddus. Okay, what else?
Chanting the holy name.
How else? How else? How do you control the tongue? Chanting Hare Krishna. Engaging in Krishna Katha and in tasting prasadam. So if we engage the tongue positively, there is a good chance, there is almost guaranteed that you will succeed spiritually. But if your tongue is engaged in prajalpa, we are just looking for opportunities to engage in mundane talk, then the tongue will not be in control. Rupa Goswami says, the holy names of the Lord are sweet like sugar candy. And the pastimes of the Lord are also sweet. It's not that the pastimes of the Lord are boring. They're also sweet. The qualities of the Lord are also sweet. So then somebody will say, the names of the Lord are sweet, the qualities are sweet, the pastimes of the Lord are sweet. Why do I have any attraction for that? I'm sitting in a Bhagavad class and I'm looking at my watch. When is the class going to end? I sit in the japa and I'm anxious. When can I get out of here? When I do my 16 rounds, it's like a heavy burden off my head. And it's good to have that mentality. You know. So the question is, holy name is sweet, the pastimes are sweet, the qualities are sweet, then why is it that I'm not so attracted to it, isn't it? Yesterday we were celebrating, yesterday, Lochanath Thakur's disappearance day, isn't it? So Lochanath Thakur wrote many wonderful songs and he gave us a book, Chaitanya Mangal, that I discussed yesterday. But in one of his songs, Parma Karuna, which Prabhupada used to sing regularly, Lochanath says, the Lord is so kind, he appears at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda, and he gives us this easy process of chanting the holy name. But I, Lochanath, am so unfortunate, I have no interaction with them. I'm being punished by Yamaraj. I have no attraction. Of course, there's a Lochanath of the humility that he is making such a statement. We should not think that he had no attraction. But we don't have attraction. Why? 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 What does Rupa Goswami say? Why? What's the disease affecting our tongue? What's the disease? disease of avidya. Rupa Goswami says that. Name the sweet, the quality of the sweet, the passion of the sweet. Because my tongue is afflicted with avidya, I can't taste the sweetness. I can't enjoy the nectarian pastimes of the Lord. I can't enjoy the qualities of the Lord. Because of what? Disease of avidya. Now, here is the problem being identified. You suffer from the disease of avidya. Do we all suffer from this disease? Advaita? Are we all suffering from the disease of, what's the disease called? Avidya. Like a viral fever, dengue fever. It's a disease called avidya. So because we're all affected by avidya. This avidya gets manifested through the agency of lust, anger, greed, envy, hatred, etc. So how do we cure this disease? Is there a solution? There is. The beauty of spiritual life is your disease is identified and then your solution is also presented. So the disease is avidya. And what is the solution? However, by attentive, regular chanting of the holy name, this disease of avidya will get cured. So Rupa Goswami is guaranteeing us, like Lochanas Thakur does, if we chant the holy name attentively, then the disease will get cured and you will be able to taste what? The sweetness of the holy name, qualities, etc. So, as Guru Maharaj is stating in this verse, Guru Maharaj is saying, the innocent ocean is full of miseries, it is like a blazing fire. Sometimes we have these forest fires, especially in Russia, you have a lot of forest fires. These fires go on for days and days and days and days, and it spreads from one end to the other. Ultimately, they have to depend on rainfall to put these fires out. The fire brigade can't do it. So the point is, this disease of avidya has to be cured. And it can be cured only by the power of devotion, which means devotional service begins with the process of chanting and hearing. So look at it anyway. There is only one solution to all our problems. And that is taking part in Shravanam and Kirtana. There is no shortcut. And if we, of course there is a shortcut. Prabhupada did give us a big concession, you know. When Prabhupada first opened the first temple in New York, he told the devotees, chant 64 rounds a day. At that time there were only few American disciples and it's gone only in one temple. That it was a makeshift small temple. So Prabhupada disciples, they started chanting, but none of them could do 64 rounds. So they went to Prabhupada and said, at that time they used to call Prabhupada Swami, Swami. They said, Swami, we can't chant 64 rounds, we are Americans. It's too difficult. So then the Swami said, okay, do 32 rounds. Concession from 64 to 32. They tried doing 32 rounds a few days, but they couldn't do 32 rounds either. So they went back to Prabhupada and said, Swami, 32 rounds is difficult also. And Prabhupada said, 16 rounds and no less, final. So Prabhupada's already given us a huge discount. The Bhakti Siddhartha Ji would make everyone chant 64 rounds. He said, if we don't chant 64 rounds, we are fallen. So Prabhupada's already given us a huge discount, you know. There can't be any further discounts. So all we have to do is take to the process very attentively. And the more attentive we are, the faster will be the cleansing of the heart. So Dhruva Maharaj is giving us a very important message. He's first highlighting the importance of spiritual association. He's saying, if you want to bless me, please bless me that I may always be able to associate with exalted devotees. And we should not forget Prahlad's blessing, Prahlad's wish that if you want to bless me, my Lord, bless me, then I may be bereft of all material desires. And then Dhruva says, the material ocean will only be crossed over by the power of devotional service, no other way. So devotional service is a remedy for all our problems. You know, we have so many problems, mental problems, physical problems, environmental problems, nature's problems. Nature problems are also increasing. The frequency of earthquakes is going up, floods, drought, etc. Somebody was telling me even in Mauritius, the sea levels are rising. So the sea levels are rising. This is all due to pollution. And what is pollution the result of? Pollution is the result of man's greed. Our greed. I want more, 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 more. So you want more? Then take the reaction. And the reaction is now what you see in society. Now they're very worried about environmental effects. So they had this huge conference in Paris a few months ago, global climatic conference, because now they've discovered, now they've realized that things are getting out of control, and now they're trying their best to control pollution. Just like in Delhi, one of the most polluted cities of the world, they had an experiment, odd and even car numbers flying on the road. One day, the odd number cars would be on the road, any other day they even. So now they're trying various devices, but the simple devices, simple living and high thinking. Just like AIDS is a major concern in many parts of the world, including Africa. But no one's talking about getting the habits that cause AIDS. Everyone's talking about giving grants for AIDS, like Bill Gates. What are Bill Gates? Okay, he's an international hero. He gives a substantial portion of his income in charity. Most. But his highest charity goes for AIDS, really. He contributes heavily to cure AIDS victims. But you can really avoid AIDS, just tell them to follow the laws of God. If you follow the laws of God and believe in simple living and high thinking, you will not have all this concern. So all these environmental concerns, climatic concerns, are all the cause of unlimited greed. And unlimited greed is why? It's a lack of Krishna consciousness. So actually, Krishna consciousness is rendering the highest service to society. Just like we said yesterday in the program, that one of the positive things we're doing is by educating people in Krishna consciousness, people are giving up their attraction to drugs and so many other sinful activities. And by taking the Krishna consciousness, you also understand the important principle of simple living and high thinking. And if simple living and high thinking is a guide, then these problems would not have taken place. So what we need to do is practice Krishna consciousness and preach the glories of Krishna consciousness so that people become aware and they can make spiritual progress. So this is Dhruva's advice, and Prabhupada in the purport very strongly says, this is an international society of Krishna consciousness formed to give association. And anybody who thinks, oh, I'm not going to be an escort, but I'm still going to make spiritual advancement without devotee association, Prabhupada uses the word hallucination. It's simply living in fool's paradise. So we should take advantage on the wonderful facility that Prabhupada has given us so that we can make spiritual advancement. Hare Krishna. Questions for some time here. Maharaj, you wanted to add something?
In the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that we become mature in devotional service through the association of devotees. Can you please elaborate?
Yeah, I'm just looking at
the last.
Yeah, I know. The difference is that one stage is unripe and the other is ripe and more eligible. It is possible to mature in devotional service only in association of devotees. Yes, very good question. Very good point. Prabhupada is saying in the concluding lines of the purport, mango is ripe in the beginning and then it becomes mature. So in the beginning we are also ripe, kacha. When we stay in devotee association, take part in chanting and hearing, then we will also progress spiritually. But if we don't stay in devotee association, if you're always criticizing the body, hey, this guy and this Maya. And then, and we try to justify why I'm better off being not with devotees rather than being, then you don't make spiritual advancement. So if we are in devotee association, it's easier to make spiritual advancement. Now, Prabhupada's purport was very strong. That's why I took this verse. But Prabhupada directly, he uses the word hallucination if you want to. So we should stay in devotee association, come to the temples, come to the preaching programs and contribute, be actively involved. More questions over there? No more questions? No more questions? Yeah.
When we are in the midst of senior devotees, we try to be work at our best level, and when we are with junior devotees also we are trying to be our best level, and then when we are with our equals, then our true colors like start to come.
One will begin to brag, show off. Now the Muni talks about three levels of association in the fourth canto. One is association with those who are more advanced, those who are equally advanced, and those who are less advanced. I lectured on this point in Phoenix the other day. When you have the opportunity to associate with those who are more advanced, one should become joyful. You're going to hear something that's going to help you spiritually. When you associate with somebody equally advanced, make friendship. What does friendship in spiritual life mean? We serve together. We go, we preach together. We eat together. That's friendship. And you meet somebody less advanced, you display compassion. You preach. So that is how we should meet. When you meet somebody less advanced than us, Prabhu, spend some time with him. Get him to take a book so that he becomes Krishna conscious. And Prabhupada gives an example further on this. He says in mature life, when you meet somebody more advanced, then you're just busy criticizing him. Oh, he cheated and became big, I'm honest. Like some people said. Swamiji went to America, he just made hippies into devotees. We didn't want to make hippies. So, and in material life, when you meet equally advanced, you try to show off how you are better off than him. And in material life, when you meet somebody less advanced, you try to exploit him. But in spiritual life, we develop friendship with equally advanced, and with less advanced, we display compassion. Yeah? Any more? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. We are speaking about association with devotees. Can you define what actually association with devotees is?
Good question. What does it mean? It means you and me together, serve together, like in the temple we come. The temple is a perfect place to associate with devotees. Then sometimes we have namahas and bhakti rikshas. That's another forum for associating. And when we get together, whether in the temple or anywhere, our business should not be prajalpa. Our business should be Krishna katha. If I'm going to get together with devotees, just engage in prajalpa, then that's not so beneficial. So that is austerity. Krishna says, what is the austerity of the tongue? When the tongue is used to prajalpa, singing mundane songs, the austerity of the tongue is, speak words that are truthful, speak words that are palatable, and recite Vedic literature in the holy name. That is it, tapasya. Oh, I can't criticize my God, life. I can't do prajalpa, where did I end up? That is the tapasya. Then you have to, price you have to pay for advancing spiritually. Okay.
Yes, Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada has given such a wonderful movement, wonderful society which is other. But then sometimes it happens in my case.
Well, you need someone else to control these children. They don't want you to ask the question. Okay, go ahead.
Among us, and then we don't feel like greeting him, or you know, you don't feel like greeting him, Hare Krishna, or even when he passes around next to you, you feel like trying to look some other direction, you don't want to face him. Like, what is anartha? What happens? Why is it that it comes to a situation when you don't want to see a devotee? He may be initiated, he may be a Brahmin. But it just feel like, oh my God.
I mean, you don't want to see him because he has done something nasty to you in the past. No, no. I want to see this guy. This guy gave me a hard time. That's why. Okay. So even if he's giving me a hard time, when he does good, he's never overcome by evil. So even if someone is giving me a hard time, you wish him Hare Krishna. And then one day he will say, I gave this guy such a hard time, but he's still so nice to me. He will feel embarrassed. But if you do tit for tat, then that results in an undesirable atmosphere. When it does good, it never overcome by evil. So, and two wrongs don't make a right. If somebody else was wrong, and I become wrong, it doesn't make it right. And ultimately, we should depend on Krishna. If someone's giving me a hard time, someone's criticizing me, someone's envious of me, just tolerate it. Krishna is watching everything. That is where tolerance comes in. If we are not put to test, then where is the question of our being tested on tolerance? So we all get tested And we need to develop the quality of tolerance. Yeah? Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. आप क्या बस समझाने बोलिए क्या
अच्छा से करो
और ऐसे ही बोल दो माइक बिगर क्या है
offering sweet rice, cooking at night, in the morning we offer it to the Lord. Because we try
घर में या मंदिर में? हाँ ठीक है ठीक है बड़े भाग्यवान और राजा ने आपसे बात करती है ये अच्छी बात है हरे कृष्ण यस लास्ट क्वेश्चन एंड देन वी विल स्टॉप Okay, ask without the mic. What? The proper solution. I'm sorry, I can't hear. So what's your question? Okay, we can do it later. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. For more information, please visit zkgoswami.com.